Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of the Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we'll be talking about overcoming the skills gap when exploring new animal health and veterinary job opportunities. Hello, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So what is the skills gap, Stacy?
Yeah, so well, the skills gap refers to the difference between the skills that employers are seeking and the skills that job seekers and candidates possess. So this gap can be a major barrier for job seekers and candidates as they may feel discouraged from applying for jobs that they don't have every single skill requirement for. However, there are ways to overcome the skills gap and apply for jobs with confidence.
I'm guessing that we will be discussing those ways today.
Yes, you're correct.
Great. Where would you like to start, Stacy?
Well, I have a list of ways that job seekers and candidates can overcome the skills gap when exploring a new animal health or veterinary job opportunity. And I'm going to present them roughly in the order in which they occur during the recruiting and hiring process.
Okay, what's the first way?
Well, the first thing that a person can do is research the professional backgrounds of people who have similar roles. By examining the career paths and experiences of those who are successful in the field, job seekers can gain valuable insights into the skills and knowledge needed to succeed in the role.
How can you do that effectively?
Well, there are multiple ways. So one way is to read industry publications and blogs, as well as the professional profiles on LinkedIn. And job seekers can also attend industry conferences and events where they can network with professionals and learn about their experiences.
And how does this help specifically?
Well, job seekers can identify the skills and knowledge they need to develop in order to succeed in the role. This information can then be used to create a targeted plan for acquiring the necessary skills, regardless of where or when they acquire them. It could be with their current employer or the employer that has the job they're trying to get.
So, what are some ways to acquire those skills?
Well, these ways include taking relevant courses, volunteering, or taking on freelance work in the field, or seeking out a mentor.
How else can a candidate overcome the skills gap when exploring a new animal health or veterinary job opportunity?
Well, another way is customizing your resume and cover letter, and I have some tips for accomplishing that. So first of all, focus on the job requirements. Review the job posting carefully and identify the key skills, experiences, and qualifications that the employer is seeking. Highlight these in your resume and cover letter and explain how your past experiences and achievements relate to them. And then second, you can incorporate relevant keywords and phrases from the job posting into your application materials. This will help your resume and cover letter get past automated applicant tracking systems and be seen by human recruiters. And third, emphasize your transferable skills. If you lack some of the specific technical skills or experiences required for the job, focus on your transferable skills. So these are skills that can be applied to different roles or industries, such as communication, problem solving, teamwork, and adaptability. And then fourth, use specific examples and metrics to demonstrate your achievements and successes in previous roles. This will help the employer visualize how you can contribute to their organization. And then finally, address the skills gap.
Address it? You mean just come right out and talk about it?
Well, yes. If there are specific skills or experiences that you don't have, acknowledge them in your cover letter and explain how you plan to address them. For example, you could mention that you're taking a course or certification program to develop those skills.
It sounds like all of this is done as a way to get your foot in the door when exploring a particular animal health or veterinary job opportunity. What happens if the person gets an interview?
Well, by all means, the person must practice interviewing, and this is something something that a person would do anyway, but for someone who is trying to overcome the skills gap for a particular job, it's especially important.
What are the steps involved there? I imagine there are plenty.
Well, there are, and the first step is researching the organization and the role for which you're applying. Understand their mission, values, product, services, and competition. This will help you tailor your answers to the specific job and demonstrate your knowledge and interest in the company. And then second, prepare for common interview questions such as, tell me about yourself. What are your strengths and weaknesses? And why do you want this job? And practice your answers and try to keep them concise, relevant, and positive. And the third step is to practice your interview skills with a friend or mentor who can give you feedback and constructive criticism. You can also use online resources or interview coaching services to get more practice and feedback. And then fourth, after each practice interview, review your performance and reflect on what you did well and what you can improve. Identify your strengths and weaknesses and set goals for your next practice session.
And then the big moment arrives and the person is interviewing for the animal health or veterinary job. What should their strategy be then?
Well, yes, because this is the big moment when they can make a great impression. And this is the part of the process that I want to talk about the most because it's so critical. The most important thing that a person can do during the interview when trying to overcome the skills gap is to sell themselves.
Now, I know that we've discussed this at various times previously on the podcast, but what does it mean within this context?
Well, actually, there are two parts to this. There is the selling that a person does before the interview and the selling that they do during the interview.
And I imagine that the resume and cover letter are part of the selling before the interview.
Well, yes, that's right. But there are also some other things that you can do. So the first thing is to leverage your network and your references. Reach out to people who can vouch for your skills, character, and work ethic. Ask them to provide testimonials or introductions that showcase your potential. And use LinkedIn or other professional platforms to connect with recruiters, hiring managers, or industry experts who can offer advice or mentorship. Once again, these are all things that a person should be doing anyway when exploring animal health or veterinary job opportunities, but it's especially important if you're trying to overcome the skills gap. And second, you should showcase your personal brand and online presence.
What does that mean exactly?
It means creating a strong and consistent image across your resume, cover letter, portfolio, and social media profiles. Use keywords and phrases that align with the job description and the company's values. Share relevant content, engage with industry influencers, and build a following that demonstrates your thought leadership and credibility. And once again, I'm talking about LinkedIn more than anything, since that is the professional social media and networking platform.
So what are the things that a person can do to sell themselves during the interview?
Well, the first thing you can do is to focus on your strengths and achievements. Highlight your transferable skills that are relevant to the job, such as communication, teamwork, leadership, and problem-solving skills, and talk about how you've used these skills in previous jobs, projects, or volunteer work, and use specific examples and metrics to illustrate your success. It's important to note that you still must be completely honest, both on your resume and during the interview.
Might the temptation exist to stretch the truth a little?
Yeah, I mean, it's only natural when you're doing something like trying to overcome the skills gap. But ultimately, while it's important to highlight your transferable skills and willingness to learn, it's also very important to be honest about your current skill level. Don't exaggerate or misrepresent your skills, because this can lead to disappointment and frustration for both you and the employer. And then another way to sell yourself during the interview is to show your willingness to learn and adapt. Demonstrate your passion for the industry or the job, as well as your eagerness to acquire new skills and knowledge, and mention any relevant courses, certifications, or training programs that you've completed or plan to pursue. Emphasize your flexibility, open-mindedness, and growth mindset.
We've also talked about the growth mindset before on the podcast.
Yes, I would recommend to the members of our audience to listen to that podcast. It has more information about the importance of the growth mindset. When talking about your skills and experience during the interview, you must communicate where you are now, where you want to be, and how you intend to get there. This helps both you and the employer.
How does it help the employer?
Well, good question. It helps the employer by clearly articulating your skills and experience and the steps that you're taking to acquire new skills. You can demonstrate your commitment to your career and your ability to overcome the skills gap. It makes you a more attractive candidate for the position than you would be otherwise.
And how does it help the job seeker or candidate?
Well, once again, in multiple ways. So by creating a clear path between where you are now and where you want to be, you can develop a plan for acquiring the necessary skills and experience to help you get there. And this may involve taking courses, attending workshops, and also networking with professionals, all the things that we've been discussing so far. And then creating a path also allows you to set realistic goals and benchmarks for your progress. By breaking down the path to your career goals into manageable steps, you can stay motivated and focused on your objectives. In addition, it allows you to track your progress and adjust your plan accordingly.
What else can a person do to overcome the skills gap when exploring new animal health or veterinary job opportunities?
Well, you can acquire new skills by taking advantage of training opportunities, namely the skills you need to close the gap. This includes training opportunities that your current employer is offering or opportunities that you seek out on your own. As we've been discussing, training opportunities come in various forms, such as online courses, workshops, seminars, mentorship programs, and on-the-job training. By taking advantage of these opportunities, you can gain new skills and knowledge that are relevant to your chosen field, stay current with industry trends and developments, and demonstrate your commitment. Taking advantage of training opportunities also shows potential employers that you are committed to your professional development and willing to invest time and effort into improving your skills and knowledge. And this can make you a more attractive candidate for new animal health and veterinary job opportunities and help you stand out from other applicants.
Stacey, what about networking? Can taking advantage of training opportunities also provide a person with a chance to network with more people?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, training opportunities can also be an excellent way to network with professionals in your field, make new connections, and learn from the experiences of others. And this can also lead to new job opportunities, collaborations, and mentorship relationships that can help you overcome the skills gap and advance your career.
Is there anything else that a person can do to overcome the skills gap when exploring animal health and veterinary job opportunities?
Well, yes. Now, although it applies to those who have exhausted all of the options that we've discussed so far, that would be to consider alternative paths. If you're struggling to overcome the skills gap in your current field, consider exploring alternative paths that may better align with your skills and interests. This can involve taking classes or pursuing qualifications in a new field or exploring opportunities in a related field where your skills may be more applicable. And the skills gap can be a challenging obstacle for job seekers and candidates, but it doesn't have to be a barrier to success. It's important to remember that employers are often looking for motivated and committing employees who are willing to learn and grow. So don't let skills gap hold you back from pursuing your career goals. There is a lot that a person can do.
Stacey, we are just about out of time. So is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's podcast episode?
Yes. So I'd like to remind the members of our listening audience that the Vet Recruiter has been helping animal health and veterinary professionals find the right job for more than 20 years. We have the expertise, the experience, and the connections to help those people who are ready to explore other opportunities or just want to be made aware of available positions that are better than the job they have right now. And we have experience helping job seekers and candidates overcome the skills gap. We are workplace and workforce experts, and we want to put our knowledge to work for those who are interested in growing their career.
How can the members of our listening audience contact you, Stacey?
Well, you can visit the Vet Recruiter website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. And if you're listening to this podcast episode, then you might already be on our site. I would recommend navigating to the Contact Us section in the main navigation, where you'll see multiple ways in which you can reach us.
Well, Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about how to overcome the skills gap when exploring animal health and veterinary job opportunities.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, I would like to remind the members of our listening audience to check out the animal health jobs and veterinary jobs that are posted on the Vet Recruiter site. And if you are an experienced animal health professional or a veterinarian open to making a job change, we would love to connect with you. If you are a hiring manager needing to hire an animal health expert or veterinary professional, then reach out to Stacy at thevetrecruiter.com. Now, thanks again for joining us, and we will look forward to seeing you again next week for the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.